Good morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Messiah come. Christ is risen. Christos Anesti. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tombs bestowing life. There's a well-known contemporary Orthodox monk who is really a scholar, a lecturer, and his name's Archimandrite Zacharias of Essex, England. And he has lectured in some of the finest institutions and seminaries throughout the entire world, including Cambridge University in England, and also the University of Belleman. And it has been written about Father Zacharias that he is perhaps the most profound witness to the tradition of the Orthodox faith living today. We should invite him here. And in a quote that I saw about a year ago from him regarding the character of Christianity, the character of being a Christian, and the need for simplicity and the need for clarity in our lives, Father Zacharias said this: most of us live outside our heart, and our mind is in a constant state of confusion. Some good thoughts may surface from time to time, but the majority will be harmful. And this destructive condition will prevail for us as long as we continue to ignore our heart. Because the prayers of a fragmented mind have neither clarity nor depth. But a mind that is reunited with the heart, Father Zacharias says, overflows with humble prayer and has such strength that it truly does reach the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth, or the Lord of all the angels in heaven. This is the goal of the Christians. This is what it means to be Christ-like. Father Zacharias nailed it. To love and to serve God and to have clarity of both our mind and our soul. Scripture says that we are to love and to serve the Lord with all of our heart and with all of our mind and with all of our soul and with all of our strength, and to love our neighbor as ourself. So as Father Zacharias reminds us in that beautiful quote, living a godly and a righteous way of life, a prayerful and a focused way of life, having true clarity of life, begins when our mind and our heart and our soul and our entire body is in balance. This is our goal, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. This is the goal of every Christian, to be focused on God and to have our entire body in balance with who we are as human beings, because this is the true definition of what it means to be Christ-like. And the result of being Christ-like is that the world around us benefits with the light of Christ. In the gospel lesson this morning, before healing the blind man in that very long story, they were at the pool of Siloam, located next to the temple in Jerusalem. We heard in the gospel that Jesus reminded the disciples, those who were with him, that as long as I am in this world, I am the light of this world. So wherever Jesus is, there is the light of God. And wherever Jesus is, there is the light of truth. And wherever Jesus is, there is the light of hope. And wherever Jesus is, there is the light of love. These are the characteristics that define the light of righteousness. And that's the way of life that we're called into, a life of righteousness. So our goal as Christians, very simply, those of us baptized, living in this world, is to grow ever closer and closer to God. How? Through prayer, and through participation in the sacraments, and through personal spiritual growth, and through working to keep our mind and our heart and our body in balance, so that we may become a reflection of Christ's light to all those around us. And this morning, in just a few minutes, we're going to be recognizing a very special group, a select group of individuals here at the Basilica who have dedicated their time and their talent over this past year to helping this community, especially our children, to achieve this very important Christian objective, to be spiritually in balance and to become a reflection of Christ's holy light to the world around us. Our church school teachers and parish educators, at the beginning of every single church school year, vow to work diligently to do all that they can to help nourish the Christian faith of the students in which they work. And they commit themselves to their own personal spiritual growth, so that they may, with God's help, add fuel to the holy light that dwells within each and every one of the children here in this community. These teachers truly understand the meaning of Christ's great commission to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, teaching them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. These teachers are true ambassadors for Christ. They recognize and they teach that a foundation of faith involves a combination of prayer and of service, of participation in their church and in the holy sacraments, which, when practiced, has the power to lead individuals into a deeper relationship with their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There is no greater vocation than that of our teachers. And by their witness, not only to the children, but really, I think, to all of us, these teachers and educators here at the Basilica truly reveal to all of those around them that faith is about knowing Christ, not only knowing about Him. And there's a big difference between the two. So the goal for all of these teachers and for the entire Christian education ministry program here at the Basilica is to be a place where lives are nourished and where lives are transformed, a place where the principles of the Holy Gospel can be instilled within the innocent soul of those that they teach, and to be a safe place where our young children can come to develop a spiritual formation so that when they take their rightful place in society, they will have a solid foundation. They will have a balanced life. A balanced life which is based on the truth of Christ's gospel. So here at the Basilica, it's important for all of us, I think, as a parish community, to make every effort to support and to nurture and to celebrate our teachers and our educators for all that they do and for all the time that they give to this very important ministry program to our children. And so I'd like to end my sermon this morning with a special prayer for our teachers. But first, we'd like to ask all of them, the teachers and the educators and everybody involved in education, to please come up here and join us on the Stelea. We're going to take a picture. We have a special token of appreciation from this community to you. And I want to read a prayer for all of you.